message and what he wanted to give to us is upheld. And therefore, a man with mixed feelings might make mistakes, so please excuse me if I say things. I would like to remember one Vyasa Puja ceremony of Maharaj where we actually quarreled. Maharaj had turned his Vyasa Puja celebration into a glorification of Srila Prabhupada. There were no readings of offerings to him, to Maharaj. There were not the normal celebrations offered on the appearance day to a spiritual master according to our tradition. He turned everything over to Srila Prabhupada. And because it so much stood out of a normal Vyasa Puja celebration, I asked him, Maharaj, are you not creating something new here? And Maharaj looked at me. You know, in friendship, friends discuss, they are not shy to go into difficult areas. In this discussion, Maharaj showed me, I believe, his heart. He so much felt that he was made out of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that he could only imagine his life as a signpost which showed the way to Srila Prabhupada. He could not imagine his life in any other way. And I think we all know that after Prabhupada had disappeared, Maharaj felt shattered, so much so that he only lived to meet Srila Prabhupada again. He gave an example. He said, a mother will make her child, who cannot yet walk, grow by hiding behind the curtain and from that hidden position calling out to her little boy, come, come, come. In the same way, Maharaj felt Prabhupada was now hidden from his view, but he was calling to him, come, come, come. When a child or a disciple responds to the gentle urging of his mentor, the child, when it responds to the mother and the disciple, when he or she responds to his spiritual master, will learn to walk, learn to grow, learn to become strong. So in Belgium, when it was his Vyasa Puja, he was telling all of us that we should reconfirm our vows to Srila Prabhupada. That was his message to the Prabhupada disciples. And his message to his own disciples was, please know, I am the servant of Srila Prabhupada. I am only doing this service of guiding you as a service to him. And he wanted to show this. He wanted to remove himself so entirely out of the picture on his birthday that everyone could understand, well, he really glorifies Srila Prabhupada. He really lives as a Prabhupada disciple in this world, a signpost which shows the way to Srila Prabhupada. Now in the short time which is left, I feel his eyes resting on me. You're talking about me. What are you doing? Have you not understood what I told you in Belgium? And Maharaj was a strong Maharaj also. So I will follow his order and will tell something about Prabhupada just to feel his eyes, his gaze softening and showing his merciful side to me. There was one quality in Srila Prabhupada which was extremely endearing. Srila Prabhupada wanted all types of people, all means everyone, to know about Krishna and to become his servant. And once, when Srila Prabhupada visited Germany, he gave a public program, and we could see Prabhupada's mind in wanting to somehow make everyone into a devotee. At the end of his talk, one well-dressed man got up and challenged Prabhupada. He said, "Your movement will be a failure because you are trying to bring an Indian religion into a Western context. But your attempt will fail. It's almost as if you try to bring a crocodile and bring it into the German river Rhine. The crocodile, who is accustomed to warm countries and warm water, will not be able to survive in the cold German river. So in the same way, your movement cannot survive in the West. And the worst is, two of my sons are the member of your movement, and they will face a disappointment." So Prabhupada was getting now ready to answer. And you must know one thing. Prabhupada would never tolerate if Krishna or the mission of Krishna consciousness was attacked. He was getting ready to answer strongly. But in the last moment, his secretary whispered into his ear, "Vaidyanath's father." Vaidyanath was sitting in the amongst the devotee called Vaidyanath was sitting in the audience, and Prabhupada somehow calmed down. He was like a volcano who was really getting, as the German man challenged him, he was really rising. His temperature was rising. But when he heard that this man was the father of a devotee, Prabhupada's mood very much has changed. He said, "Krishna consciousness is not a matter of East or West. It is like the sun. There is no German sun, there is no Indian sun. There is one sun for all. In the same way, Krishna is there for all. And then he turned to that well-dressed man and he said, you can become Krishna conscious in your suit and tie. Now this man is 95 years old. He has heard the call of death twice already. And if you will ask him, what is one of the highlights in your life? He will answer, it's when Prabhupada preached to me and took my misconceptions away, and I could understand that Krishna is the Lord of one and all. When I was with Bhakti Charu Maharaj and saw him preaching, he used to come for a long time to Germany, and he would go to Switzerland, Austria, and these are the three German-speaking countries, Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. He would lecture, and he would be there for everyone in the hall. He would talk to them and attract them gently to Krishna consciousness. There was a lot of this, what I so much admired in Srila Prabhupada, this ability to tune into someone's understanding and mind and convince him by his own qualities of a Vaishnav who was 100% surrendered to the Lord. But in the 2 minutes which are left, I would like to really thank Maharaj for this gift of pointing always to Srila Prabhupada, even on his birthday, I don't want to say it like this, transforming his birthday ceremony into a glorification of Srila Prabhupada, making it so crystal clear to whom his commitment and allegiance was given. This is one of the great gifts which has come through this wonderful Vaishnava to many of us, to the ISKCON movement as a whole, but to many individuals with whom he sat down and talked or explained his view. It is very, very heart-touching, and I'm personally very, very much grateful that he did not bend a centimeter on this principle and was teaching us so, so nicely. Our very, very respected His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has made a beautiful point today. He said how we, our generation of old men now, of so-called senior Vaishnavas, we had to learn to serve Srila Prabhupada in the Viraha, in separation. But as we learned this, or tried to learn it, we all understood what Prabhupada is closer than ever. And I request you all, as viewers of this, to not think this is only a philosophical concept. This is a practical experience, that if one serves the mission, the example, the vision or the way of seeing of a great soul, at that time it is very unclear that one gets so much insights and protection. I thank you all very much. Let us make space for the next speaker. I believe it's His Holiness Sridhananda Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. His Holiness Satyananda Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.